Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
A very good looking piece of news out today from Atlantic Lithium regarding environmental permits and the company's relationships with its local communities over there in Ghana. Here to tell us more about it is Neil Herbert, the executive chairman. So Neil, what's really happening now? What's the latest?
Good to be here again. Yes, so the EPA is the last stage in the environmental permitting process. So we do obviously many studies, but we also do public consultations. I think over 1,000 people involved in those public consultations. And the thing I think really stands out actually has been a tremendous support and indeed lobbying by those communities to get the mine built. So the EPA, a very important step for us as we look to complete the permitting this year.
And talk about the local communities. I believe there are two specific communities that have been most actively engaged with you guys. There was a presentation quite recently in which the government, the sort of central government was involved. What happened there?
Yes. Yeah, so actually, we have a mining lease that was signed last October, but needs to go through Parliament for ratification. So in July, it actually went into Parliament for discussion, and indeed the CEO of the Minerals Commission and the Sovereign Wealth Fund, they said to me, Neil, this will get done this month. Sadly, it didn't get the ratification done in July because the committee decided that they would like to have a consultation with civil society. So they actually put out in all the major press in country, in the newspapers, an invitation for people to make representations to the committee. And amongst those actually was the Paramount Chiefs. So the three Paramount Chiefs in the area were affected, petitioned the committee to get the ratification done. And indeed, last week, the committee met with those civic leaders, and the Paramount Chiefs went to that meeting in Parliament and again pushed for the ratification. So that went very well. I mean, and as you see, the environmental permitting has come in as well. So Parliament reconvenes in October. So we are touching wood that actually the ratification will come in the month of October, as well as completing our operating permit, which is now should be largely procedural. So I'm working with the CEO of the Minerals Commission on that at the same time. And with all of those things, we can get back to the cutting of the sod, the breaking of ground on the project by the end of the year, God willing, and a fair wind. Let's see what happens next.
Yeah, well, we all look forward to that. Your release today mentioned the environmental impact study, which was completed earlier in the year by you guys. Mm-hmm. Were there any sort of key aspects of that which the government liked or which are going to make a big difference to the project and the locals?
So fortunately, the project area itself doesn't require much in the way of relocation of people. So while the region is actually quite well populated, the area where we're working is hilly, so that it affects relatively few households, which is very helpful. It also is, if you like, separate from the town, from the local communities again, so that direct impact is not there. Also, the nature of what we're doing, this is not gold mining, which obviously can have some some elements of toxicity involved. This doesn't have any of that. So it's a nice, straightforward mining operation. Low impact overall. So something that I think would be very important to the region. And this is why we have the support from the traditional leaders, because it's seen as a way of creating employment and opportunity in an area that's been otherwise not economically advantaged.
So what happens next then? What's the next steps for you guys? You mentioned breaking ground a moment ago. Anything in between now and then?
Yes, absolutely. So the work streams that we're working on in Ghana are absolutely completing of the operating permit. Secondly, ensuring the ratification gets to Parliament in discussion in October and hopefully ratified. And equally to complete the second tier investment by the Sovereign Wealth Fund. They completed the first tier earlier in the year. So we're looking forward to being able to work through all those streams. And as I say, hopefully everything gets done. And by, you know, we get into the month of November, we can actually plan for the cutting of sod, the breaking of ground in the project by the end of the year.
Well, we'll be watching with interest. Neil Herbert, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand, and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.